Last week, I received a press release from a group called Fabled Asp informing me that 2010 is the year of honoring disabled lesbians. I have a number of disabled dykes in my life, and they definitely deserve to be honored. So I tracked down Laura Rifkin, the founder of Fabled Asp, to find out what this organization is about.
Fabled Asp stands for Fabulous Activist Bay Area Lesbians with Disabilities, a storytelling project. And the reason that we started it was that we noticed that a lot of our cohort of disabled lesbians were unfortunately having shortened lifespans. And so great people like Margaret Sloan Hunter and Pandora Carpenter and Carrie Gagliardi all were passing away before we had a chance to really capture their stories. And we knew that disabled lesbians had done so much to change culture and politics and legislation and the way we see things in the last 40 years. And we wanted to make sure that that was documented in an archive, that it was celebrated, and that it was remembered. It was a community grassroots effort, and then it was picked up by the San Francisco Public Library, the Gay Lesbian Historical Society, and Oakland, Berkeley, and San Francisco mayors and council people are all supporting us in this effort as well.
And we're also joined by Marian Abdullah, co-chair of the Fabled Asp Project. So, Marian, explain to our listeners what this project does.
We raise funds so we can videotape some of the disabled activists in the community, the lesbians who have done all this work. We have already documented about 80 some odd stories from Bay Area activists.
Who are some of the disabled lesbians? I mean, Laura mentioned some of them, but, you know, what are some of the work that you've been documenting?
One of them is Margaret Sloan Hunter, like Laura said, and she was a friend of mine, and she has been an activist for many, many years, has never, ever been recognized for all her work.
And can you tell us a little about her work?
Well, one of the things that Margaret Sloan Hunter rarely gets credit for is being the co-founder of Ms. Magazine. She also did really pioneering work around race and class in the lesbian community and the feminist community. Passed away way too soon, and it was shocking for all of us. We also have a memorial quilt that was put together by African-American quilt maker Karen Hampton, and that'll be on display in the San Francisco Public Library at our fall exhibition. We've gotten conversations from people like Alana Dykewoman. In the memorial quilt, we have Pat Parker, Paula Gunn Allen, and it's not just that we have them. We have their relatives who have written stories and tributes. We have Pandora Carpenter of the people that are living. We have Nancy Ferreira. We're still working on Kathy Martinez, who's on the Obama administration now, and one of our favorite local Bay Area disabled lesbians that we all grew up with. We have Ricky Bowden, who started the first support groups in Operation Concern. We have Jill Lessing. We have Penny Hall, who does the Superfest, who's on the board of Culture, Disability Talent, Valerie Brown, the old wheelchair basketball folks, Axis Dance Company, which is run by a disabled lesbian, Judith Smith, Rye Cripps Theater, which was created by three disabled lesbians, misattributed to a straight woman later in the history books. At the Queer Women of Color Film Festival, we've sponsored the first closed caption film. It's a short digital story by Morningstar Vansel. That came out of a digital storytelling workshop that Fabled Asp sponsored. Disabled lesbian history has really not been documented in any archive, whether it's GLBT, disabled archives.
A lot of the women that you've mentioned, like Pat Parker, Alana Dykewoman, even Margaret Sloan Hunter, not necessarily people that we think of as disabled lesbians. Like, they're well known as lesbian activists, but not as disabled activists. Why do you feel that is?
I think that disability can be very hidden. You know, there are people that have visible disabilities, such as myself, I use a wheelchair scooter. There are a lot of people that have hidden disabilities, and then there are a lot of people that have chronic illness, and that's also part of the cohort that we're honoring.
Can you tell us about some of the events that you have coming up?
We have Dominika Bednarska in My Body Love Story at the Garage as part of the Queer Cultural Arts Festival, Chronotopia and Lineage 2, which is also at SOMARTS, Queer Cultural Arts Festival, and several Fabled Asp members have been part of that exhibition. Lineage 2, which paired archives of deceased people with living people. And in the fall, we have a wonderful exhibition at the San Francisco Public Library Skylight Gallery, 4 decades of disabled lesbian activism. And you can reach us at www.fabledasp.com or fabledasp@gmail.com.
I'm Kate Raphael, and I was talking to Laura Rifkin and Marion Abdullah of Fabled ASP, which stands for Fabulous Activist Bay Area Lesbians with Disabilities, a storytelling project. Do go to their website, fabledasp.com, to see pictures of the quilt, read and hear stories of disabled lesbian activists, and get a full schedule of events.